Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Career Talk with Holly Bunn. I am your host, Holly Bunn. And Career Talk is a place where we can talk about how to manage your job search and career successfully. Because a job search can be tough, and I'm here to help you through that process and make it just a little easier. For those who don't know me, I am a resume writer, LinkedIn profile writer, career coach through my business, Ms. Resume Help. And I've worked for one of the largest staffing companies in the world, designing and implementing recruiting strategies, working directly with recruiters. So I've been in the industry a little bit, and I've learned a thing or two, and I'm here to share that knowledge with you to help you land the job of your dreams. At the end of the show, I'll be giving you one of my best resume tips, and I will also be giving you a couple of tasks for the week, so stay tuned for that. If you missed the last show, we talked about how to calculate your asking salary. You can listen to the show archives there on blogtalkradio.com/HollyBunn, episode 9, or you can view the show notes from that show on my blog, msresumehelp.wordpress.com, or follow me on LinkedIn to see the latest post. I want to take a moment to say hello and thank you again for listening for those outside of the United States. Last week, we had listeners from about 31 countries listening to the show and reading the show notes on my blog. So thank you for your support of the show. Hello, Canada. Hello, India. And I have the highest number of listeners in both of those countries outside of the U.S. And I had some new listeners from China and South Africa. So thanks so much for tuning in. And catch my previous shows on the archives if you haven't listened to them. Last week's show was the biggest show yet. We had more than 13,000 views. To the post on LinkedIn and listen to the show archive. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Today's show is part one of a two-part series on interviewing. So in the previous show, we talked about calculating your asking salary before the interview. And this week, we'll talk about the actual phone interview, where I'll be covering phone interview types. Yes, there's more than one. How to prepare for the phone interview. How to get to the second interview, and rules never to break. So let's jump right in. So phone interview types. So there's what I call, there's three phone interview types. You may have one of these in a phone interview, or you'll have three of these in the same phone conversation, but there's the qualifying interview, the verifying interview, and the confirming interview. So what's the difference? The qualifying interview ask questions to determine if you meet the basic core requirements for the position. So a recruiter will call you or hiring manager. They will ask you simple questions, basic questions, to figure out if you qualify for the job. And they'll usually start with something like this. So they'll start with, so tell me about yourself, or tell me about the job that you have now, or what are you currently doing? They'll ask about those. My first piece of advice, when you answer that question, I want you to talk about your career progression, starting with your most recent position, going backwards. Leave all the personal details out of that tell me about yourself statement. They don't want to know what town you grew up in, really, you know, where you're from, you know, anything that's personal, how many kids you have, none of that stuff. This is all about your qualifications about the job. So when you're describing that job and that story, it's all about your career progression. So, for example, So tell me about yourself. I'm a project manager for Acme Company. I started there at Acme in 2014. I implement software for temporary labor. And before that, I was a project manager for a staffing company where I implemented global recruiting solutions in EMEA, APAC, and the Americas. I started with that company in 2001, where I had five positions over my 13-year tenure. That's a quick, simple statement about who I am and what I've worked on in the last, you know, 13 years or so. That statement should be no more, max 2 minutes, ideally 15 to 20 seconds when they say, so tell me about yourself. You should be answering that question in 15 to 20 seconds, no more than 2 minutes. And for those of you who have been my clients, you know, by the time you get to this question, you already know the story because we develop that story when we write the resume. So my clients are already familiar with that question and how to answer. But you cultivate the story by talking about your most recent employment. So that's the qualifying. The second type of interview is the verifying. This is the interview that will ask you functional questions about the job to see, number one, you qualify. Number two, can you actually do the responsibilities of the job? And so they'll ask you literally, you know, have you done this in accounting? Give me an example of where you've handled this in, you know, software. They really want you to answer those bullet lists on the job posting. So my advice is once you identify a job you want to apply for, you're going to literally print out that job on a piece of paper. You're going to highlight with a highlighter the strengths that you have for that position, literally, and have examples prepared for each of those strengths. So each bullet point that you qualify for or that you have experience on in that job posting, you highlight it and you have it right next to you when you're on your phone interview. So when they ask you about the job, you're already prepared with answers to those bullet points. Because really, they're not trying to trick you. They're just trying to verify if you're actually qualified based on the functions of the job. And so that's the second. The third type of interview is going to be the confirming interview or the situational behavioral interview. Now, this is the meat and potatoes of it all. So you've passed the qualifying part, you passed the verifying part. Now it's to confirm that you actually know what you're talking about. So the situational or the confirming interview asks questions into your abilities. It gives managers good, clean insight into your ability to do the job. And the idea is to ask you to describe how you would handle certain situations or what you would do under certain circumstances. So they would ask questions like, tell me about a time when, or give me an example of something, or describe how you would react if this happened. They really want to see if you're going to freak out to the question or if you're actually going to calmly and collectively answer the question. And word of advice when it comes to those questions, if you don't have an answer or you don't know, let silence be your friend and say something like, well, let me think about it and we can revisit this before the end of the show. I'm sorry, before the end of the interview. And be the one that goes back during the interview and says, you know, to answer my previous question, you know, I thought about it and, you know, the example is. Don't make up something. Don't lie if you don't have an answer. Just simply say, let me think about it for a second. Come up with anything. Say, well, can we revisit this before the end of the interview? And I'll have an answer for you then. So those are the three types of phone interviews that you might get initially when you're applying for a job. So again, they're the qualifying, the verifying, and the confirming interview. And you want to prepare for all three types. So how do you prepare? Okay, so note, I want you to take the phone interview as seriously as you take the in-person interview. You take the same approach. So you prepare by, number one, conducting company research. And I'm not just talking, you know, some blanket, let me go to their website and see what's going on and I'll do a quick Google search. No. As soon as you know that you've applied, this is even before you get the call for the interview. As soon as you apply for that job, go and set up a Google alert, right, about that company. Google will ask you when you're doing a Google search, do you want to set up an alert for this company or these keywords? So set up a Google alert for that company so you can know down to the hour what's going on with that company or if they're in the news. If they have newsletters or a blog site, subscribe to the newsletter and subscribe to the blog site. Look for current events that could affect the job that you're applying for. Look for any honors or awards they might get or anything that's going on with that company. Again, as soon as you apply to the position, okay, so that you're already ahead of the game on the company research. Secondly, I want you to like and follow all of their social media pages. So go to LinkedIn, locate the company page. Go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, their blogs, wherever. Whatever social presence they have, I want you to like, follow, share all of their social media so that, again, you're in the know and what's going on with that company. And while you're researching, I want you to research the appropriate salary for the position that you're applying for. I go very deep into how to calculate your asking salary in my last episode, episode 9, about how to do research against the position that you're applying for, because you will get asked the salary question during your first interview. Yes, you will. You will. And I go into how to answer that question and when to answer that question in my last episode, episode 9. Go back and listen to that recording if you haven't already. So now that you've done your research, you've prepared, you liked all the social media pages, you've prepared what your salary range will be, I then want you to prepare CAR stories that create value. And CAR, when I say CAR, it's C-A-R, challenge, action, and result. These are stories that will talk about problems that you've had, issues that you've addressed, or any challenges that you had, the action you took to address that challenge, and what the ending result was or is. Employers love these stories because they give insight into how you do your job, okay? I want you to come up with at least 3 of those stories as soon as you apply to that job. You already know what the responsibilities are for that job, and your CAR story would be around in the light of those responsibilities. So not more than 2 minutes when you describe the CAR story, much like any other question that you answer. You're going to get 20 seconds to describe the challenge, 60 seconds to describe the action you took to address the challenge, and another 20 seconds to tell the result. Practice this in front of the mirror. Practice it with a friend. Practice it with yourself so that you are very poised, collected when you're answering this question in the interview, because you will get it. Tell me about a time when. Tell me a challenge you had and how you handled it, that type of thing. These stories will create your ability and demonstrate your ability to actually do the job that you're applying for. Again, the key here is to have those stories that are related to the job that you're applying for, not the job that you have or had. Okay? So you have to appear, behave, and demonstrate that you can do the job that you're applying for. Okay? Make sure you study your resume inside out. You know what's on your resume. If you've been my client, you already know what's on your resume because you are the wordsmith. These are your stories. And I'm sorry, you're the storyteller, and I'm the wordsmith. So make sure that if you have someone else do your resume, make sure that you know exactly what's on that resume. And last of all, have a pen and paper ready with you during that phone interview so that you can take notes. Very, very important to take notes during the call. And those notes should be around, take bullet points around what they're looking for. Words that they say over and over again. If they say the word confidential 50 times, you know confidentiality is important to them. Take notes during your phone interview. So now that you know how to prepare for your phone interview, I then want you to I want to show you how to get to the second interview, okay? So you passed your first interview. How do you get to that second one? So first and foremost, attitude is everything. Be positive and enthusiastic in your phone interview. I want you to be excited about the job. Watch your tone when you're talking. So no monotone, you know, the robot tone, you know, well, I've been a project manager for 15 years and I've implemented strategies across different disciplines. Do you see how I keep my tone all the same? That'll make someone fall asleep. And usually people do that when they're nervous or they do it when they're unprepared. I want you to relax and be yourself during the phone interview. So, hi, I've been a project manager for about 15 years. I've implemented strategies across different continents, you know, EMEA, APAC, and Americas. You hear the difference in the tone because your voice tone is everything on a phone interview. And that kind of delineates your attitude and your enthusiasm. So that's first, be positive and enthusiastic. Second, be prepared with thoughtful questions that only a hiring manager can answer. This is a Holly technique, okay? This is one of my tried and true techniques to the phone interview or any interview to get you to that next stage. So usually in the first interview, a recruiter or HR or someone that is not hiring manager usually calls you. I want you to stay away from asking that recruiter or that person questions that can be answered by looking at the job posting, okay? Ask questions like, what's expected of a successful candidate in the first 90 days of this position? Or is there anything on my resume or anything that we covered that would prevent me from moving forward? This actually is an opportunity for you to address any concerns that they have or anything on your resume that may cause speculation. This is an opportunity for you to defend it when you ask that question, as opposed to the recruiter defending it to the hiring manager, okay? You can ask questions like, tell me about the team that I'd be working with. Sometimes the recruiter knows. Other times they'll say, well, you get to meet your team after you talk to the hiring manager. That's a question you might want to ask them. These are buying signals. These are signals that the employer is interested in moving you forward because you ask questions beyond this job description, okay? So be prepared with thoughtful questions that a hiring manager can answer only, okay? Not only do these questions show that you have confidence and that you'll move forward in the process, and there's nothing wrong with confidence. Don't be pompous or overzealous. I'm saying confident, okay? Ask the difficult questions. These all create buying signals for you so that you can move on to the second interview. Another thing you can do that's really important is send a thank you note within 24 hours of the interview. A lot of people do not do this, and there is so much value in this. And I mean every interview. And I don't care if you interview with the same person three times. You send three notes every time, always within 24 hours. In your notes, you include 2 to 3, not more than 3, bullet points on why you're a good fit for that position, or 2 to 3 talking points that you had within that interview. And be genuine and purposeful in your note. No empty or cliche templates. You know, hi, thank you for your time today. I'm really excited about the position. You know, feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Boo. That's the Deaf Comedy Jam of thank you notes. You know, thank you all for coming out. God bless you. Good night. Okay? We don't need it to be that brief, but we also don't need it to be filled with fluff either. So make sure that, you know, thank you for your time today. I appreciate you spending an hour with me, especially if it ran over, right? Especially if your interview was a half hour and you ran 45 minutes. You know, thank you for spending the extra 15 minutes with me. I hope it was time well spent. During the interview, you said you were looking for A, B, and C. Well, I have the following qualifications around A, B, and C. That's how you send a thank you note, to show that you were listening, to show that, to remind them that you're qualified. It doesn't have to be, you know, a book, but it can be a detailed, short, sweet note. Another Holly tip here is when you send the email with your thank you, in your subject line, I want you to be creative. And your subject line should have your name and the title of the position. Most people are going to send an email with the word thank you in the subject line. They're going to get a whole bunch of those. But if you put your name and the title of the position in that subject line, you've already subconsciously associated your name with the position, thereby creating the image that you fit, okay? And it separates you from all the other thank you subject lines or thank you for the interview, okay? It'll make you stand out and make that person click on the email. I want you to personally address each email or each thank you note that you send. Do not blind copy everybody and send out a mass one, especially if you interview with 5 people that day. Don't BCC or CC or mass email everybody the same thank you note. It's one-to-one, one thank you note per person that you interview. This is time well invested, and it shows that you don't take shortcuts and that you actually pay attention to detail. And the goal is to be memorable and stand out from the crowd, okay? And then lastly, I want you to find and connect with your interviewers on LinkedIn. Once you interview with them, find them on LinkedIn. Send a tailored connection request. Hey, I enjoy speaking with you today. I'd like to connect with you here on LinkedIn. Really simple. And you're going to go that extra step because emails can get lost in the inbox, but LinkedIn connections stay. Okay? So this is how you get to the second interview. Attitude. Be prepared with thoughtful questions to ask only the hiring manager. Send a thank you note within 24 hours of the interview and connect with your interviewers on LinkedIn. This is going to give you an edge to get asked back for the second interview. So how do you make them excited and glad that they met you, right? So there's 2 ways you can do this, and this requires going the extra mile. Number one, I told you in the beginning to research the company. Set up Google Alerts. Do more than just go to their website. Find out everything you can about the company as soon as you apply. Every company has at least one problem that they're trying to solve. At a high level, I want you to create an action plan to address that problem, especially if you find that this problem is going to directly affect the job that you're applying for. Okay? You can find all of this information about the company just by doing Google searches and sending out Google alerts. Okay? So create an action plan at a high level to solve at least one problem for the company. This is going to set you apart from the rest. And then secondly, this one's simple, but a lot of people don't actually do it, but simple. Tell the interviewer how thrilled you'd be to work at that organization and that position. Describe the other offers that you have on the table or the other discussions that you've had, and let them know that they are your first choice. So, you know, for example, hey, you know, I'm really excited about this opportunity. I've interviewed with other companies, you know, this week, and I can tell you, after this interview and after this process, you guys are number one on my list. And it would be my pleasure to be in this position, and I'm excited about the opportunity. That is confidence. It is not pompous. It is not overzealous. It is confidence. And people love to see that. Employers want to hire people that want to work for them. So this is the approach that you can take to make them get excited and glad that they met you. And then finally, the phone interview rules that you should never break. Now, take some serious notes here because people break these rules all the time, and this could totally kill your chances of anything, no matter how great your answers are. Okay, so number one, no background noise. I want you to find a quiet place without distractions. Try to schedule your call when you don't have a lot going on, not between meetings, you know, not at lunchtime where you don't have a quiet place, not while you're driving, none of that stuff. Have a quiet place for the call. Number two, no dropped calls. Use a landline if possible to have your call to reduce the chances of a dropped call. But if you must use a cell phone, be sure that your Bluetooth is fully charged and your cell phone is fully charged. And I would prefer that you didn't even use a Bluetooth because that Bluetooth could disconnect. Number three, and this has happened, do not use the bathroom while you're on the phone. Even if you put it on mute, people can still tell you went to the bathroom. Okay, go to the bathroom before the interview, okay? And in that regard, number four, no eating, drinking, or smoking while on the call. Don't even chew gum or candy because people can tell when you're chewing and they're the excuse that, hey, I'm on my lunch and I'm sorry if I take a bite, that doesn't go over well. You've totally blown your chances. And you can never undo a burp over the phone, okay? So no eating, drinking, or smoking during your phone interview. Number five, smile while you're talking. People can hear you smile on the other end. They can actually hear the smile in your voice. And that, again, is a positive attitude. It creates enthusiasm, and it shows that you're encouraged and interested in the position. I want you to sit up and stand tall in your seat during your interview, or either stand up. That, again, creates positive energy. And it shows that you have a great attitude towards the call. Trust me, do not lay down while you're on the phone. People can tell if you're laying down or it sounds like they woke you out of a sleep. Don't do that. And don't take the call when you have other things going on. Like if you're moving and you're doing, you know, you're picking up things while you're on the phone, people can tell when you're moving around and you're distracted. So just be still, sit up straight in your chair or stand so that you can have that positive energy. Also, do not badmouth your former employer or your current employer or manager whenever asked about. So tell me why you're looking to leave your current position. You know, don't talk about anything negative. It could come back to haunt you, and you never know who knows who, okay? And then finally, always tell the truth, no lies. The truth will set you free, and lies will eventually catch up with you. And you would hate for them to catch up with you when you're gainfully employed and all is going well, and they found out that you lied about something during the interview process and they have to let you go. It's been done to CEOs all the way down to the reception. So always tell the truth. If you don't know the answer, get back to them. Remember that silent pause and go back to the answer later in the interview. And then finally, dress the part. Yes, get fully dressed as if it's an in-person interview when you have your phone interview. This actually plays a role in your attitude. Just like standing up or smiling, people can tell when your attitude is positive, and getting actually dressed in a suit as if you're interviewing will change your whole persona when you're in that phone interview. So these are tips that will help you get to the second interview and ace your phone interview like a rock star. You may have to listen to this episode twice to kind of catch all the bullet points, but all of these things are tried and true techniques, and my clients have experienced success with them, and even I have personally experienced success with them. So my ending thought for today is that the key to acing your phone interview is attitude and preparation. Present your best self during the interview and be optimistic. Optimism, or the lack thereof, it comes out in your voice. It comes out in your word choice. It comes out in your tone. So optimism is key. Having a great outlook about the position is key, because that type of attitude is contagious. When people are excited and happy, other people want to be excited and happy as well. So my task for the week, I want you to prepare at least 3 car stories to have ready for your interview based on the job you want now or in the future. Have at least 3. Try to do 5 car stories. And make sure these stories are positive things, or things that bring you joy or brought you joy about the job that you did. My resume tip for the week is remove full addresses from your resume header and only include city, state, and zip in the header. If you're outside of the United States, include the city or the province and the postal code only, because this protects your identity by removing your full address. When people steal your identity, all they need is your name and your full address. So don't give, you never know where that paper is going to end up or where your resume is going to be exposed. So only do city, state, and zip, okay, or city, state, and postal code. So I want to thank everyone for listening and for tuning in. If you have questions, you can email me at holly@msresumehelp.com or go to any of my social media channels to ask those questions. And if any of these things from the show help you, please let me know. Send me an email, post it on Facebook, tweet it out, connect with me on LinkedIn. Let me know if any of the tips from this show or any of the previous shows are helping you in your career. You can follow me on blogtalkradio.com/hollybun for show updates. You can go to my page and click follow to receive those updates. I'll be posting today's show notes on my blog, msresumehelp.wordpress.com. And you can also find links to my Facebook page, Ms. Resume Help, and my LinkedIn blog on LinkedIn/hollybun. Connect with me on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Ms. Resume Help. Next week's show will be how to ace the in-person interview, where I'll give you part 2 of this, how to ace the interview in person and how to make it into the offer stage. So thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and have a great day.